producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to go ahead and jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, interacts with sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check me out on my Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media. You can also jump on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about, well, what Frederick Douglass about 100 years ago highlighted. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Let me say that again. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And so what am I talking about? Well, Bradley, well, they're asking the question, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about what took place with Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, along with none other than Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself. Folks, what they're attempting to do is legitimize crime by leading the opposition to normalize the crime. They want the signal to be sent that there's nothing you can do when it comes to them committing the crimes. And it's time for the American people to stand up and set the record straight. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Associated Press, Hillary servers were wide open. Folks, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, folks, it was interesting concerning the Clintons. Again, we're going to highlight these people because she was talking about her transparency. I want to show you what she doesn't want you to see. They're playing sleight of hand here, friends. Pay attention to what they're doing on the left, because what they're doing is not what they're doing on the right. It's called hypocrisy. And interestingly enough, I remember Bernie Sanders was just saying, enough of the emails. Let's get on to business. In other words, what Bernie was saying to America is enough of exposing Hillary for her crimes against the American people. Let's just move on and continuously destroy the country regardless of her crimes. That's the message, folks. That's exactly what politicians have been doing in this country for 60 years. And for the last 20, I have been in the fight trying to do my best to set the record straight. And that's what every patriot in this country should do, Christian, conservative, and the such. Again, we'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a modern irony, nature is relative, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, man bites dog, Muslim is nice to non-Muslim. Interestingly enough, someone posted this morning of some Iranians, effeminate homosexuals there, and they posted, well, I didn't think there was any gay Muslims. I thought that they wanted to kill homosexuals. No, folks, keep in mind, they can lie for Allah. That's how powerful what Allah is. They need to lie for the God that they say is almighty. Folks, setting the record straight concerning that, keep in mind they sodomized their little boys. Just so you understand, it's an honor. And if you want to get into details, we can make that another show because I'm not going there right now. But again, just telling people and letting people know you're being lied to. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Bill Gates unveils his very own Hitler Youth Movement. Folks, it's amazing what money will do and what money can do. We know that it says in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all matters. Yes, it does. But are we principled or are we out to get what we can get while we got the time to get it for a short period of time? We need to think, America. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Obama unconstitutionally sends United States troops to Cameroon Monday, informs recessed Congress Wednesday. Did you hear what I said? He didn't ask for congressional approval, friends. He did it without the consent of your representatives. Why is it that your representatives are allowing him to do that in America? Why are you allowing your representatives to allow the president to do it to your representatives? You need to ask yourself that question. Now, I'm talking, folks, in the sense of Barack Hussein Obama is the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform America. I'm going to attack America and destroy it from the ground up. That's what he said in essence. So when I'm talking about our representatives, I'm not going to sit there and legitimize a criminal that sits in the White House because he calls himself the president. But again, America, why are you allowing Congress to stand down concerning the president of the United States of America? Because you are the voice. Congress is the voice of the people. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Arkansas Church, excommunicates sodomite for choosing a sinful, abominable lifestyle, might I add. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 27 other references concerning the abominable lifestyle of the homosexuals that American people are standing down to, making way for Sharia law. Sons of Liberty Media.com, race wars setting the stage for martial law. It's interesting, folks, because when I noticed this post on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, I was sitting there pumping my truck full of gas, and I looked down, and as I looked up, here comes a black man. I'm in Minneapolis today, friends, and it's interesting because I've been all over the country, and I'm not finding the war that the state-controlled media is attempting to contrive. I'm not seeing the division the way the media portrays it, friends. I'm not seeing it anywhere. In Texas, in California, on the East Coast, in Minnesota, in Michigan. I'm not finding it, friends. We need to be careful as to what we advance concerning what the state-controlled media would propagate or promulgate. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Ben Carson blasts welfare as false compassion. True that. And folks, I want to get back to welfare. What they should post right over the heads of those that walk into the building to extract money illegally from the taxpayers in America, well, the government illegally reallocates finances to those people so they can sit and do nothing and live off the dimes of those that are working in this country. In other words, taking away from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. What it should say is if you don't work, you don't eat. It's that simple. You don't work, you don't eat. Is there anything about that we didn't understand? Folks, I love work. I'm working all the time. Even in my sleep, I'm dreaming about what I need to do. I'm being a little facetious here, but folks, I'm telling you, that's how much I love work. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Tennessee introduces new bill to stop Islamic indoctrination in public schools. Folks, you're about two steps behind the eight ball here. International Baccalaureate and Common Core, which is No Child Left Behind on steroids. Folks, the federal government is illegally indoctrinating students in this country. It's time to lay the axe to the root of the tree.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, attempting to legitimize crime. They're attempting to normalize crime. And the American people have been onto the bait, and therefore they swallowed the hook. And they're being reeled in to be enslaved once again. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. See, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Did you hear what I said? Presidents will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. I was humored to see the socialist communist Bernie Sanders talking about America's democracy, friends. And notice the language coming out of his corrupt heart and mouth. Speaking of what? The socialist and communist un-American agenda. That's why he's calling it a democracy, friends. America's democracy, America's democracy, America's democracy. Man, we need to get back to the American democracy here, Bernie said. Bernie Sanders is talking of America's democracy. We're not a democracy, America. And see, this is the danger of following men. And Jesus is the one that warned us not to be deceived. And he's the one that told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the political talk. So Bernie Sanders is talking of America's democracy on stage during the CNN Democratic debate. By the way, friends, we already know the situation with CNN. I think that on a daily basis they have 2 million viewers, but because you go to the airport and you see CNN up on the television, you think everybody's watching it, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Their ratings are terrible. But what's interesting about CNN, someone just posted a video yesterday, and it was an awesome catch. Just stay with me. I'm on a branch of the tree right now on which we're talking about. But it was a video supposedly being filmed live at the college in Oregon right after the shooting. And see, CNN forgot to splice certain parts of that video out, because what this individual caught was them taking film from the Sandy Hook shooting, allegedly, right? I'm talking about the shooting, allegedly. But from Connecticut, the Sandy Hook shooting, and they spliced it together with the Oregon shooting. And what most people didn't catch, this individual caught, and this is what CNN was broadcasting on the air. Folks, the guy caught it right where it said Sandy Hook. And it was a sign going into the community. And they were telling you that it was actually the college shooting in Oregon. Folks, they're so sloppy. Are you catching on to what's going on here? Did anybody pay attention to the debate the other day? The Democratic debate on CNN. No matter what Hillary said, the crowds would roar. Folks, it's as if it was a rock concert. That's all bought and paid for. It's like when you see the President of the United States of America, who doesn't have the support of the American people. You notice how they put him up on the platform and they put about 50 people behind him, and everything he says, they respond to it. And then when they pull the camera back, there's nobody there listening to his speech. But as long as you're under the impression that there's a lot of people supporting him, well, guess what, friends? He's always going to do with, guess what? Whatever you let him get away with, and that's exactly what's happening here too. Folks, who's supporting Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll stand up and say, you've got to be kidding me. Nope. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. But the righteous are made bold as lions. And also tells us there that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those are the people that are showing up to these debates as they're bought and paid for, which I know as a fact is true. But it also says that those that keep the law contend with such. You better bet your bottom dollar, because we're a nation of laws. But folks, during the CNN debate, and what is the debate all about? Well, this is where the employee wants to usurp and overthrow and overreach concerning who they are and what they do concerning their employer. And you just, America, happen to be the employer. They want you getting off of principles so they can play through policy the tyrant. And that's exactly what was going on during the CNN Democratic debate. Now, what I was humored about, friends, is the fact that Bernie Sanders was playing games with Hillary Clinton in an attempt to lead the opposition by legitimizing crime through an un-American propaganda scheme. And this is nothing new in this country. And apparently, the American people have forgotten that our veterans died fighting against the very ideologies that they are now tolerating from the likes of Sanders and Clinton in our constitutional republic. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States of America. Now, again, what am I saying, Bradley? I want you to understand what I'm saying, friends. Those that serve we the people, the military, and our representatives swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means right in our backyard. So help me God. And what are they evading? The Constitutional Republic, where we're ruled by law, an empire of law, said John Adams, and they don't want anything to do with the God that gave governments. Yeah, that's true. And they do the abominable things, and that's exactly the fruit of what we see concerning these individuals, the corrupt fruit. These people attempt to play sleight of hand with the American people's God-given rights. For example, to keep and bear arms, Article 2, Bill of Rights. Folks, who is this individual that thinks for somehow and for some reason she's been allowed to do the things that she's doing today? I can tell you, the American people have. That's why she does it. But they're playing sleight of hand with America's blood-bought rights and God-given rights. And I'm talking about the topic of keeping and bearing arms. We talked about that last week, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Folks, why? Because they are in hopes that someone will actually believe what they are attempting to debate away, and it's actually, as if to say, it's actually legitimate, when in fact it's not. It's un-American. It's un-American, folks. In every sense of the word, it's un-American. You know, it was interesting as well during the debate, one individual said, you know, it's interesting that those that serve we the people, they're armed. The president's armed. The Congress is armed. The courts are armed. Of course. And isn't it interesting that they're attacking Hillary Clinton, the Saul Alinsky student herself, just like Barack Hussein Obama? They're doing the same thing at the same time, but yet they're playing as if they're opposed to one another, when in fact, that is untrue. It's like pro wrestling. They get on the stage, they act like they're beating each other up, and then once they're off stage, they're on the phone hanging out, meeting up, drinking, boozing, committing crimes against we the people. That's a fact, AccuJack. Not all of them, but I'm highlighting who I'm talking about here. You know, to actually listen to Hilla Beans here, Hillary, talk of her transparency. Folks, I have to tell you, when I heard her say that, that it was a good thing that I was sitting down for that one. These people have no shame. Zero, zilch, nada. They have a whore's forehead, as the Lord tells us. They have a whore's forehead. And for all the scandals that she's been a part of over the last 25 years in this country, she gets up on television and she laughs it off. Just think how many dead people are around her and her husband's administration, and she's on television laughing it off, America. She's laughing. By the way, when she's laughing at the stupidity of the American people that tolerate her crimes. You know, do as I say, but don't do as I do. You know, that's the definition of tyranny, said Thomas Jefferson, when the government can get away with what you can't. There's a separation there, but in this country, there is no separation because, again, America, you are the government. We, the people, has meaning here, and it's time to put the power back into the hands of the people. But the only one that can do that is he who is on high. My daddy, in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Attempting to legitimize crime. Hillary talking of her transparency. I'm going to bring you to her transparency, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, talking about transparency of Clinton during the CNN debate. It's interesting, folks, because the American people have already lost at this point, because when you look at the Democratic Party having their, you know, their show for who they're going to pick for the candidate for the president in the up and coming elections here. It's interesting because the American people forgotten at this point that we've got one constitution, not three, right? Because it was John Adams that said, there's nothing I dread so much as the division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what's going on here? Yep, it is. And then we have a couple people up on stage talking about our democracy, along with CNN. And if we go back to the framer of the First Amendment, Fisher Ames, the architect, he said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the firing material of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. But for those that didn't know the difference, the known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness. That means excessive license, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. People think in their carnal minds, the more they get away from God and the more they get away from his government and his law, the more liberated they are. When nothing, again, friends, could be further from the truth. Remember what James Madison said of a democracy? He said, democracy is the most vile form of government. He said that democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security, of personal rights, of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have in their violent deaths. Isn't it interesting that they're going for your guns, America, during the debate? That was one of her highlights. She wants to keep the American people safe, just like Barack Hussein Obama, right? Folks, again, you're dealing with tyranny, and it's all a show. They don't have the support. And I can statistically show you that. Matter of fact, I can drive down the street and go to the gas station right now and say, hey, man, hail to Barack Hussein Obama. I'd probably get my head knocked off, no matter where I'm at. And rightfully so. Remember again what Frederick Douglass said. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. The Clintons are still doing the same things that they have been doing since the 90s. And again, to hear Hillary talk of transparency, just like Barack Hussein Obama, just like her counterpart, who had in excess of 19 million fake Twitters, that Barack Hussein Obama, his Twitter account was completely contrived, created out of thin air, America. 56% of Clinton's Twitter followers were created out of thin air as well. In other words, friends, again, making the point, they create the support that they don't have. It's an illusion, America. When you look at those tyrants and dictators that at the end of the day win the day, they did it to the stupidity of the people that didn't know the difference. Did you know that during Hitler's reign, when he first came on the scene, they laughed at him. He was a joke. He had less than 3% of the approval rating in Germany. Population, 80 million people. But see what happened once he got into power, he started to kill off his opposition. The first thing they do is take control of, guess what? The media. Just ask Joseph Goebbels. Nothing new under the sun. We know that the only ones that show up to her speeches concerning Hillary Clinton are the state-controlled media in an attempt to make her campaign look legitimate. Folks, she's a criminal. This is nothing more than a Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that they're a lot more of them than they really are, folks. This is factual information. Read Rules for Radicals. As a matter of fact, her name is in that book, along with Barack Hussein Obama. Let's go to Chinagate. The Clinton-Gore campaign in 1996 allegedly took bribes from Chinese banks and their government to help their dwindling poll numbers. They were giving American military secrets off to the Chinese, folks. And what was there to cover that scandal? Well, Monica Lewinsky. So they took it to the woman rather than his treasonous crime against we the people. Travelgate was another scandal by the Clintons. Whitewater scandal was another scandal by the Clintons. Vince Foster, Jr., mystery, supposedly committed suicide. Watch Clinton Chronicles, friends. It's important that you watch that because you do need to understand that you are dealing with some dangerous people. And I know the state-controlled media wants to put a smile on her face and everything's good. Just go ahead and lay down. We've got this, say they. Now, Filegate scandal by the Clintons. Just do a Google search, friends. You'll find out that everything I'm telling you right now is laid out for you to read all about the crimes of the Clintons. Lootergate is another scandal by the Clintons. Drug dealer donor scandal is another scandal by the Clintons. But the state-controlled media puts them up, man, as legitimate. No, they're not legitimate. They're criminals. Don't forget about the drug dealing in Mena, Arkansas. Friends, again, check out Clinton Chronicles. Go to YouTube and download Clinton Chronicles. You'll find that Bill Clinton was one of the biggest drug traffickers and drug dealers in American history. Don't forget about Benghazi, the email scandal, Arkansas drug dealing, as I just said, the 147 dead bodies strewn across the path of the Clintons, and the list goes on and on and on and on concerning who she is and what she is truly about. And in spite of all of this, the American people continue to put up with the very things that they complain about. Read Jeremiah 5:31, because the Lord said, my people would have it so. 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 I don't care how much they offer up their lip service. If their heart was in it, they wouldn't tolerate it. My people would have it so. But as long as she's smiling, America, everything's good. As long as the USA Today and CNN and ABC and NBC is out there promoting the good, happy side of the Clintons, she's got to be okay, because after all, you're led to believe through a delusional state that she knows better than we do. How right on Albert Einstein was when he stated, "The world is a dangerous place, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about the evil." Yep, that is my message. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Father, as David prayed, "Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law." And I think about our up-and-coming, our posterity, and what they have to deal with if we leave this off. And really what it comes down to is what I've said 15 years ago, friends. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and they mean to promote injustice as they act out the tyrants for who they really are concerning their crimes against we the people. And because people remain ignorant of their founding documents, they're only going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. And guess what, friends? They do. And why do they do that? Because they get you asking the wrong questions. And as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And here again, we have it. How far we have fallen away from who we really are. And much thanks goes to our forefathers, and I'm not talking about the ones that established this country. I'm talking about the ones that have left the ball in the court in which we have to deal with in this country 24/7. And folks, on an encouraging word, I want to say this, because I've got to think this way. And that's why I'm in the Word, feeding on the bread of life every day of my life, that I might overcome by the faith of Him who loved me and gave himself for me. 2 Corinthians 5:15. We live unto him who died for us. I can go to the natural, I can go to the spiritual, and I do it all the time. And folks, people come back and they say, "Bradley, you know, that was really cool what you said." And then others might think, "Well, man, why do you keep saying the same things?" The same reason the state-controlled media keeps lying to you, I am countering their lies every single day of the week with the tool in which I have. And that would be the founding documents, which expose them for everything they leave off and for everything that they do concerning the crimes against we the people. America, what constitutes a criminal? What defines a criminal, America? Someone that breaks the law. That is crime. That's in the natural. And when we go to the spiritual, we can see in 1 John 3:4, what constitutes a sinner? Someone that breaks God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. What did it take to reconcile us back unto God? The blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. What reconciles us to the freedoms in which we have in the natural? Those that are 6 feet under the ground, namely those that are in your family or were in your family that served in foreign wars, fighting and bleeding and dying for the freedoms that we have today. Going back to the spiritual, you've heard this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall have everlasting life. Believe is a verb. It is an action word. That's why I end every show on the radio program every day with 1 John 3:18. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him. Speaking of God. You know, it's interesting, the American people are complaining about the Muslims in this country. I'm making a point here. But it's interesting, they're afraid of the fact that they're actually doing something about what they say they believe. Well, 78% of the American people sit on their little duffs and their false grays sitting in front of a television watching the enemy take their land while they sit and do nothing about the problem. Is this the home of the brave or the home of the cowards, America? Only you can answer that question. I can't answer it for you. So find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. How true is that statement by Mr. Frederick Douglass? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. George Mason, Virginia's Declaration of Rights, 1776, said Article 3, that government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community, of all the various modes and forms of government that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration, of which we're speaking, friends. And that when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such a manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. That's what our forefathers, those that established what we have today, said. They're pointing the finger at the likes of the Clintons, at the Barack Hussein Obamas, of the criminals that we call our representatives, of the criminals that call themselves senators, friends. These words are warnings. Who to deal with when they step out of line? How you're supposed to deal with them. But to some people, that's just a little too radical. It's not going to be too radical when they come and take your guns away, is it? It's not going to be too radical when they're indoctrinating your kids, right? Or killing babies in the womb, or trying to redefine marriage, or trying to create some socialized medicine plan called Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section A. It's going to be pretty radical then, isn't it? Folks, you're already there. I just thought I would turn that light on for you. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. And we better get back to those instructions, friends, because we know that all scripture, the book of Timothy talks about all scripture, all doctrine is given by God for what? The inspiration, for correction, for reproof, and for instructions in righteousness. And we're in trouble because, again, friends, we have departed from a living God. It's that simple. And if we lay down and we roll over as to what's going on in this country, which I believe a lot of people are not, then we can only expect the worst, not the best. Remember what John Calvin said? He said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. He gives them wicked rulers for the very purpose, friends, as I highlighted, how those that are trying to legitimize crime in this country, because they're okay with it. The American people would have it so. And I want people to understand as well, friends, that the end of the law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. For in all the states of created beings capable of law, where there is no law, there is no freedom. And these are lawless people. These are anarchists. That's what these people are. So what is it? What are we going to settle for, America? Are we going to settle again for continued warfare? As James Madison warned us 200 years ago? No nation can endure continual warfare. They're creating the warfare along with the state-controlled media. You know, isn't it interesting? I've talked about things over the last 15 years on the radio, and it's interesting how politicians are starting to catch on to the things that we're talking about. But for some reason, when it's a corrupt politician that will say what a preacher says, all of a sudden it's legitimized. Truth is stranger than fiction to the blind and deaf. And dumb.
Absolutely. It's amazing what's going on out there, and that's what we have a job to do. We're continuously doing the work here at the Sons of Liberty to make sure that we're fighting to preserve our liberties that so many women, men and women before us have fought, bled, and died for. And you can be a part of restoring America. And how do you do that? Well, one of the ways you can do that is by partnering together with us to become sons and daughters of liberty. For those of you who are already sons and daughters of liberty, we say thank you so much for your support. Sincerely, we could not do what we do without your support to be able to reach out to the masses. But for those of you who say, well, listen, I'd like to be a part of that. How can I do that? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Sons and Daughters of Liberty. When you go on that button, you'll be able to see all the different levels of membership that there is to choose from. There's also a wonderful video that you can watch there. And what I like about it is you can feel good about what you're supporting. All your donations are tax deductible, and it helps us to be able to reach out literally. This past year, I mean, literally, when you think about it, we've been north, south,
just
east,
this
and
past
west.
Year.
I'm just saying.
What
just,
about the year before and
well,
the year before
that.
And the
I'm
year before?
I'm saying literally, we've been coast to coast. We've been in the north, we've been in the south, we've been in the east, we've been in the west, covering that all in the span of just this past year. And we're going back to do more events before the year is over. So it's not like it's stopping. We're going to be doing a wonderful girls event coming up here on the 23rd of October in Minnesota. So if you want more information, please do call our offices, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We are going back to Texas. We're going to be doing some different events out there. We got schools, churches, some wonderful things that are being set up right now and in the works. So we are literally working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that we get this message out there, and our mind is always preoccupied with what we're called to do. So please do support this work. If you cannot be a monthly donor and support every month, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says donations gratefully received. You can go ahead and make a one-time donation too as well. Now I want to point out the fact that we have our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, which is such a great source for people that Bradley highlights every day here on the radio show in the beginning of the show. You might think, well, how can I spread the truth? How can I reach more people? How can I reach my friends, my neighbors, my loved ones? Go on the website and share the articles. When you see, oh, here's a good dose of truth, or here's something that the mainstream state-run, state-controlled media is not going to tell you, spread it out to your friends, and then they share with more people. That's another way to get the word out there. Another example is to go to our store. As I mentioned, we've got so many great products that go all the way from CDs to DVDs to T-shirts, comic books, water bottles, coffee mugs. There is something there for sure to get you equipped and your friends equipped, your loved ones equipped, people you don't even know, to seek and save that which is lost, which is the whole point of what we do. Please check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store button for some great material. Also available there, too, is our Sons of Liberty, My War, five-part documentary series, which, again, is continually airing on Dove Television. But what I like about that series is it's great to be able to reach out to those in your own family. You can borrow out the DVDs to others. You can play them at a tea party meeting on your university, college campus, your high school. It provokes, you're not going to have any problem generating discussion from that documentary series. Let's put it that way. And you're going to be able to speak forth the truth in a way that people are going to understand, with facts, with sources, so many great things. And the comic book actually goes along with that, where at the very end you can take several different tests and quizzes based upon what you learn. So make it an educational thing. Show it to your young people. Show it to your own kids and make sure that they're being trained up to know the difference between truth versus a lie, light versus darkness. So again, please do call if you've got any questions, or if you would like to book Rally Dean for yourself, please call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm just kind of looking at some of the things we're talking about right now and what's going on across the boards in the United States of America. And I was talking about radical, and I think we're getting a pretty good idea of as to how radical the lawless will be concerning who we are in this country. But let's put the let's again set the record straight concerning what our forefathers did. When you get some time, do read the Declaration of Independence and notice the pattern of a tyrant. And notice also as well, friends, the similarities taking place. We've already surpassed them a long time ago of what our forefathers allowed a tyrant king to do across the pond to our forefathers. They drew the line in the sand and they said that's enough. It was Thomas Jefferson that said, a letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1787, he said, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time?" In this country, they're not rulers, they're representatives. If their representatives are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance, listen to the next thing he said. He made the statement, "Let them take arms." Let them take arms. I think of John Owens again, the famous preacher, when he said, either sin's killing you or you're killing sin. There is no in-betweenites. And I know there's a lot of people that want to play that way. But you know what? You're the very reason that America's in trouble today, because you're an in-betweenite. And in-betweenites are un-American. We know that this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards are not going to preserve it. It's going to be godly men and godly women. Look to the past. Look to history. Study the past. Our forefathers told us. And what did they tell us? They're giving us all the earmarks as to what we're dealing with today. We've surpassed it, friends. You know, I don't know why this is coming up right now, but I remember when Bill Clinton was questioned about something, he said, "There's a government inside of this government that I have no control of." And I want to tell you who that governor is. He's my daddy. He has no control over him. So either we're under a state of blessedness or we're being cursed through judgment. It's your call, Deuteronomy 30:19. Love you by what we do. Talk to you 23. See ya.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.